Good day, fellow Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Monday, January 22, 2024. The Office of Transportation Cooperatives on Monday assured that there would be enough public utility vehicles operating all routes nationwide, including those without unconsolidated jeepneys by February 1, 2024. OTC Chair Andy Ortega said replacing PUVs that did not comply with the consolidation requirement of the government is a top priority of the Department of Transportation and other government agencies, including local government units. Unconsolidated individuals operators have until January 21, 2024 only to operate. The National Capital Region, he said, larger roads with several consolidated operators can cover small unconsolidated roads. Special permits will be issued by the Land Transportation Franchising and Regulatory Board to operators that can also cover roads run by unconsolidated operators. In a separate televised interview over CNN, LTFRB Chair Jopilio Guates III said rescue vehicles will be dispatched to augment roads with pure PUVs. The rescue vehicles will be deployed for 1 to 2 weeks, enough time to ensure that there are enough special permits issued, he added. However, Guates said there was a need to trim down PUVs, especially in the NCR, based on several studies by the LTFRB. These studies showed instances of duplication where some jeepneys fly routes that are already served by other jeepney units flying adjoining or longer routes. Earlier, Transport Group Piston claimed there are 395 jeepney routes and 108 UP express routes in NCR that have no consolidated PUVs, in addition to 337 jeepney routes and 68 UP express routes that have less than 60% consolidation. The government remained firm on its deadline for the consolidation component of the PUV modernization program on December 31, 2023. If unconsolidated, a PUV will be not issued a permission by the LTFRB and will not be able to register with the Land Transportation Office, effectively disallowing its operation. The Armed Forces of the Philippines on Monday confirmed a rotation and resupply mission intended for the Ayungin Show in the West Philippine Sea over the weekend was postponed after one of the vessels tasked for the mission had a technical difficulty. The vessel that sustained the technical difficulty was identified as the Unisa May 1, one of the two ships regularly used by the military for RORE missions. Padilla did not give specific details on that matter, citing security reasons. The Ayungin Shoal is the area in the West Philippine Sea where the Philippine Navy ship BRP Sierra Madre is standing guard. As we hear, the troops are in any danger of starving due to postponed resupply mission, the AFP spokesperson said Filipino soldiers are trained for any eventualities. Padilla also said the AFP would also endeavor to provide these troops their due provisions. During the last RORE for the Ayungin Show on December 10 last year, China Coast Guard ships and their maritime militia constantly harass and try to block Philippine ships engaged in the mission. Members of the Criminal Investigation and Detection Group have arrested a ranking leader of the New People's Army in Misamis Occidental. In a statement Monday, CIDG Director Major General Romeo Caramat Jr. said the CIDG Northern Mindanao served another arrest warrant against Matias Gakwit at the Tangub City Jail on January 19, 2024. The Sindangan-Zamboanga del Norte Regional Trial Court issued on January 10, 2024 the arrest warrant for murder against the suspect. Caramat said Gakwit was already arrested by the CIDG Misamis Occidental on January 4, 2024 at the Mayor Hilarion A. Ramiro Sr. Medical Center in Barangay Gango, Osamis City, Misamis Occidental for murder, rebellion, and prostrated homicide charges. Gakit is the first Deputy Secretary of the Guerra Front Sendong of the NPA's Western Mindanao Regional Party Committee, according to information from the Philippine Army's 1st Infantry Division. The Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources has confirmed the continued presence of toxic red tide from shellfish meat samples collected in two bays in Samar provinces, citing the latest laboratory result. VFAR said shellfish collected in San Pedro Bay in Pasay, Samar and Matarinaw Bay in General MacArthur, Kinapondan, Nani and Salcedo towns in Eastern Samar turned positive for paralytic shellfish poisoning. The VFAR first detected the presence of red tide in the seawater of these two bays in December 2023. The Fisheries Bureau said in a statement that aside from tide changes, several factors also caused the recurrence of red tide in two areas. Earlier, the BFAR found the toxic red tide in water samples collected in Cancabato Bay in Tacloban City. The coastal waters of Ginguan, Eastern Samar, Irong-Irong Bay in Catbalogan City, Samar, and the coastal waters of Biliran Island. The Bureau said there is no shellfish ban in the region, but reiterated calls for the public to refrain from gathering, selling, and eating all types of shellfish and acites, specifically locally known as alamang or hipon, from this base despite not being covered by the existing shellfish bulletin. Fish, squid, shrimp, and crabs are safe for human consumption provided that they are fresh and washed thoroughly, and their internal organs such as gills and intestines are removed before cooking. The VFAR regularly analyzes water samples through its regional laboratory to ensure that shellfish gathered from different bays are safe for human consumption. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council on Monday said 16 persons were reported dead due to bad weather caused by the shear line that drenched a large part of the Davao and Caraga regions. In its latest situation report, the disaster agency said 10 of these fatalities have so far been validated while 5 persons were injured. Still undergoing confirmation are reports of another 6 dead also in Davao region, the NDRRMC added. Affected families so far are placed at 152,642 or 670,807 persons in 388 barangays in Davao and Caraga regions. Of this number, 3,765 families are being sheltered in 50 active evacuation centers, while 4,825 families or 18,172 persons are being served outside. The Office of Civil Defense earlier said affected families include those displaced and those not needing transfer or removal from their residence. Around 162 houses were reported damaged in Davao and Caraga regions as of this posting. Agriculture damage was placed at 14.04 million pesos in Caraga. Infrastructure damage was estimated at 26.87 million pesos in Davao region. Join us again tomorrow for another news update. I'm Shankel B. Flores. Good day and God bless.